Next patient is June Jacobson. Jacobson is J-A-C-O-B-S-E-N. Jacobson June, J-U-N-E. Date of birth is 7/3/1930. Date of visit is 12/18/23. Please make a copy for Erica O'Donnell, D-O. Next, O'Donnell, O, apostrophe D-O-N-N-E-L-L. Next paragraph. Dear Erica, thank you for sending this to June Jacobson for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is lung nodules. Next paragraph. Physical symptoms. This is a 93-year-old female who was recently sent for a screening chest CT. Was found to have scarring in the right middle lobe with a 4-millimeter nodule, which was previously 7-millimeter, and a left lower lobe nodule, which had increased to 1 centimeter and previously 0.8 centimeter. Period. The patient's CT chest was done in November this year. And it was suggested that she have a PET CT scan to evaluate these nodules. Period. The patient denies any significant cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath. She is being treated for UTI. She has no hemoptysis, night sweats, or recent weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of hypertension and history for TIA. She also has had a history for hypothyroidism and chronic kidney disease stage 3A. The patient has been treated for atrial fibrillation and is on anticoagulation with Eliquis and aspirin. Next paragraph, allergies to Bactrim and Zithromax. Next paragraph, habits. Patient is a non-smoker and she has been exposed to secondhand smoke. Denies alcohol use. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of cancer of the pancreas, and mother died of mother died of a heart attack. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient has had no fatigue or weight loss, no cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds, no urinary frequency, but has some burning, and denies fevers or chills, night sweats. She has hay fever, And she has no wheezing or coughing spells. Denies abdominal pains, heartburn, or diarrhea, black stools, no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations or leg swelling. She has some anxiety attacks and depression. She has no easy bruising or bleeding gums. And she has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included Synthroid 75 micrograms daily. And atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, losartan 25 milligrams daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams BID, and Eliquis 2.5 milligrams BID, and multivitamins. Next paragraph, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female was alert, pale, no acute distress. Blood pressure 130 by 70, pulse 82, respirations 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 115, saturation 97. HEND norms, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat was clear, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, no lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And wheezes are scattered in the upper chest with no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence are irregular, S1 and S2 with no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, non-tender, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes, 1 plus with no gross motor deficit. Cranial has a ghostly intact, skin no lesions noted. Next paragraph, impression number one is bilateral lung nodules etiology undetermined. Number two is atrial fibrillation and ASHD. Number three, hypertension. Number four, UTI. Number five, hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan. Patient will be advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilators. Also advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodules. And I also informed her that she could get a follow-up chest CT in 2 to 3 months to see if there's any change in the size of the lung nodule, and if so, we could consider doing a CT-guided needle biopsy of the left lung nodule. The patient, however, would like to wait and decide if she wants to go for a PET CT scan. She could use an albuterol inhaler, a 2 puffs PRN, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Erica O'Donnell, D.O. O'Donnell, D.O. Thank you.